You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM WMIE.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth. All the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito coming to you from Island Community Church. God bless you today. Happy Thursday. Hey, it's Thursday already. Can you believe it? It's been a fast week. Hope your week has been excellent. Lord God, I pray right now. I thank you for all these listeners here today. God bless each and every one of them. Bless them today. Bless their families. Bless their children now. Lord, I pray for everyone with children whose summers are starting now. I just pray that you send your angels around all of the children, protect them, watch out over them, and deliver them from evil. Lord, be your front guard, be their front guard and their rear guard. We ask for your blessings now on our program here today, Lord. Lord, speak to all of the listeners here today through and by your word. Help us all to be doers of your word and not just hearers as well. Lord, in Jesus' name we ask, amen. We're tuning into God's frequency here today. This is WGOD. God is always broadcasting. He always has a word for you. The word today is going to come out of the book of Hebrews, chapter 7. I've entitled this sermon, Some Things Never Change. Funny, we usually use that in a bad way. It seems that sometimes bad things never change. But praise God, when it relates to God, it's the good things that never change. We read that there's two immutable things in which it's impossible for God to lie. And those two things are, number one, God's word. Number two, God's oath. That was the launching point here today. This is part two of this sermon. We're going to look at Melchizedek a lot today, this mysterious Bible character who has no father, no mother, no genealogy. And the author of Hebrews and King David said in Psalm 110, verse 4, the Lord has sworn, there's your oath, the Lord has sworn and he will not relent or he will not change his mind. It's an oath. You, speaking of his son, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. And that means it's according to the order of an endless life. The Lord Jesus always lives to make intercession for us. That's where we're at here today. I invite you guys to church on Sunday morning. We're going to be in Hebrews chapter 8, but we're not going to end up in Hebrews chapter 8. And I invite you guys to come to church this week. My sermon is entitled, Just Do It! Exclamation point. Our launching point is Hebrews chapter 8. And I encourage you to come and visit this weekend, Sunday morning at 10:30. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Join us live. The Facebook feed will turn on live at 10:30. The video of the sermon will be uploaded on our YouTube page, same name, Island Community Church. But we'd love to see you in person. I know God's going to do an awesome work, as he always does, this Sunday morning. Okay, let's get into the word here today. Some things never change.
Okay, here we go, 6:19. He says, this hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence, notice the capital P there, enters the presence behind the veil, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Verse 1, next chapter. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of El Elyon, or translated most high God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him. All right, now let's go back to the source. Keep your finger there. We're going back there in a minute. Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 14, and let's read this account that he's telling us about. Genesis chapter 14, and we'll pick it up in verse 14. How's the print? Large enough for you? Genesis chapter 14, verse 14. Now, when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his 318 trained servants who were born in his house, and he went in pursuit as far as Dan. He divided his forces among them by night, and he and his servants attacked them and pursued them as far as Hobah, which is north of Damascus. So he brought back all the goods and also brought back his brother Lot and his goods, as well as the women and the people. All right, now Lot was not Abraham's brother. Lot was his nephew. And this text here, by the way, is the proof text that the Catholics use who believe Mary had no other children and that the Lord Jesus had no siblings right here from this text. This Greek word adelphos can be translated brother or cousin, or in this case, it really should read nephew. But the text here calls Lot his brother, and we know from chapter 12 that Lot was the son of Abraham's brother. So, okay. Verse 17. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him in the valley of Sheva, that is the king's valley, after his return from the defeat of Chedorlaomer and the kings who were with him. Then Melchizedek, everyone with me? We're in Genesis 14, 18. Then Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of El Elyon. And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abraham of El Elyon, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be El Elyon, who has delivered your enemies into your hands." And that's it. That's all we know, at least from this book, on this guy, Melchizedek. But what a totally supernatural, cryptic dude, isn't he? This Melchizedek, king of Salem. Now, Salem really is the root word for the famous word, well, that as well, but Salem is shalom, which is, right, peace, peace, I live with you. Peace, the standard greeting in Israel, peace. Meaning, so Melchizedek means king of peace. Now, personally, I would apply that name to the Prince of Peace, if you ask me, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the King of Peace. But this author here is calling this man as well the King of Peace. Question: are we witnessing an appearance, or what they call a Christophany, that is, an appearance of the Son of God before he was born? So, Melchizedek, the King of Peace. And again, how could any man possibly have that title? The King of Peace. And this King of Peace blesses the blesser, Abraham. Look at what else the book of Hebrews tells us. Let's go back to Hebrews now. Back to Hebrews chapter 7. And verse 2. Okay, verse 2. To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being translated, that is his name, a king of righteousness. Imagine that title on a man. The king of righteousness. And then also king of Salem, meaning king of peace. So he's not talking about the city. He's talking about what the word means, peace. Holy Spirit's just told you that. His name means he's the King of Peace. Verse 3. Now here's more info on this guy. Look in this verse 3 here. It says, without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor an end of life. Now, that's not in the Old Testament. The Holy Spirit wants you to know this extra stuff regarding this guy. That's nowhere in the Old Testament. So he's the King of Peace. He has no father, so much for a Christophany, right? Jesus has a father, right? Has no mother. Has no genealogy. Sorry, Gospel of Luke. Sorry, Gospel of Matthew. He's got a genealogy in both of those gospels. So that rules out Jesus right there. No father and no genealogy. Has no beginning and he has no end. Good gosh, who is this man? Then the verse continues. He says, but made like the Son of God, remains a priest continually. So this phrase, made like, means he modeled after or shaped like. And really, and it's literally, it's the word for facsimile. Facsimile of the Son of God. So here's what all this means, at least what we can understand. The writer is saying this, if you take home anything here, we can't understand all these mysteries. This you can understand. The writer is saying that Jesus is better. In this case, better than Melchizedek, who was not from the tribe of Levi like the Old Testament priests were. Okay? He's better. That's what the author's trying to say. He's better than Melchizedek. He's a better priest than someone that's got no beginning, no mother, no father, no beginning, no end, no genealogy. The author's saying Jesus is even better than him. Now, all the commentaries I've read on this man, they all poo-poo this. They all tell us don't believe what the text says. Even John MacArthur, he says Melchizedek has a father and he has a mother and he has a genealogy. So let me get this right. The Bible says he has no father, he has no mother, has no genealogy. But John MacArthur says he has a father, he has a mother, and he has a genealogy. They say he was just a local king of Salem whom God held in high regard. Church, don't even believe that commentary for a moment. Don't deny the supernatural. Now, I love what King David wrote in Psalm 110. He said, the Lord said to my Lord, this is the most quoted psalm in the New Testament. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord will send the rod of his strength out of Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power. In the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning, you have the dew of your youth. Verse 4, the Lord has sworn. All right, there's the oath. The Lord has sworn and will not relent. There's the immutable. Relent, King James says he will not repent. Repent it. We know what the word repent means, right? Means to change your not, you change your mind. Metanoia, change your mind. So the Lord has sworn he will not change his mind. This is an oath. Then he says this, you, speaking to his son, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. So there's another oath for us. The Lord has sworn he will not change his mind that Jesus Christ is the high priest forever along the same lines as Melchizedek was, and that is in endless life. That's what he's talking about, in endless life. Jesus is like Melchizedek. Melchizedek is a foreshadowing of Christ in that he lives an endless life. He always lives to make intercession for us. He'll never die. Again, But Melchizedek didn't die for your sins or shed his blood like our high priest has. Our high priest also died for our sins. Let me read this verse to you. Hebrews 9:12. Let me read this verse. Hebrews 9:12. It says, "But Christ, having come as a high priest of the good things to come, by the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, not by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered the holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption." The difference is our high priest presented his own blood to God the Father in heaven. Book, chapter, and verse, Hebrews 9:12. That's what makes him better than Melchizedek. Well, lots of things make him better than Melchizedek, but Melchizedek didn't die for your sins. Only Jesus did. Now let's pick it up here in verse 11. "Therefore, if perfection was through the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, then what further need was there that another priest would rise according to the order of Melchizedek and not be called according to the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, of necessity there is also..." All right, now here it comes. Pay careful attention to what he's going to say next now. "For the priesthood being changed, of necessity there is also a change in the law." There is a change in the law now. As the priesthood changes, there is a change in the law now. That's why the Apostle Paul says, Romans 6:14, he says, we are no longer what? Right, we're no longer under the law, but under grace. Now, as your high priest changes, there's no longer have to elect a new one or appoint a new one. He no longer has to offer up offerings for his own sin. Now there's a new high priest in town, and his name is Jesus. And he's sinless. And he always lives to make intercession for us. But as the high priest changes, there's a change in covenants. And there's a change in the law. That's what he says here, the change in law. Next week, when we get to chapter 8, we'll see more about that. We're going to read where Almighty God now has amnesia with our sins. That's what we'll get to next week as we get to chapter 8. Okay, now we got a little bit of reading to do. Let's pick it up. Let's pick it up here in verse 13. Read all the way through to the end of the chapter. "For he of whom these things are spoken belonged to another tribe, from which no man has ever officiated at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord arose from Judah, of which tribe Moses spoke nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident if in the likeness of Melchizedek there arises another priest who has come not according to the law of a fleshly commandment, but according to the power of an endless life. For he testifies, you are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. For on the one hand, there is an annulling of the former commandment because of its weakness and unprofitableness. For the law made nothing perfect. On the other hand, there is the bringing in of a better hope through which we draw near to God." Verse 20, "And inasmuch as he was not made priest without an oath, for they become priests with an oath, but he with an oath by him who said to him, the Lord has sworn and will not relent, you are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." Man, this guy is smart, isn't he? This was the hardest book for me as a Bible translator to translate. I mean, all of this is like one sentence long. It's not even a semicolon in this, in the original language. It's very difficult. This guy was just brilliant, whoever this writer was. All right, the end again of verse 21. "The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. By so much more, Jesus has become a surety, or better yet, Guarantee is what that word means. Jesus has become a guarantee, or again, down payment, guarantee, surety of a better covenant. Verse 23, and there were many priests because they were prevented by death from continuing. But he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable, or we could say immutable, priesthood. So here's another immutable thing. Jesus is forever your intercessor and high priest because he continues forever. That's what this author is trying to convey to us here. Therefore, that is, since he continues forever, therefore, he is able to save to the uttermost, praise God, every last one of us. That's good news. Save to the uttermost. He's not going to miss any. He's able to save to the uttermost, even me. That's some good news today. No one's going to go by the wayside. He's not going to miss anyone. He's able to save to the uttermost. Now, those are my words. His words is, he's able to save to the uttermost all those that come to God through him. Since he always lives to make intercession for them. Praise God, Jesus can save to the uttermost. That word means perfectly and completely. Jesus can save to the uttermost, perfectly, completely, every soul that approaches God through his Son. Through the Son. The way to the Father is through the Son. He saves to the uttermost. Everyone that'll come to God the Father through him, he saves to the uttermost. He won't lose anyone. He won't lose you. He won't lose anyone that calls on the name of Jesus Christ. He can save and he will save to the uttermost, even you. Even you. Because there is no other high priest who can intercede on your behalf. You're a sinner. What's your plan? What's your plan? The good news is he is able to save to the uttermost everyone that comes to God through his Son, Jesus Christ. He's not going to lose one. The only one he ever lost, we read, was a Judas Iscariot. He said, I've lost none except one, the son of perdition. God's plan is still the same. It's Jesus who saves to the uttermost. Verse 26. For such a high priest was fitting for us, who was holy, harmless, undefiled. He's separate from sinners and has become higher than the heavens. Who does not need daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the people's? For this he did once for all when he offered up himself. For the law appoints as high priests men who have weakness. But the word of the oath, which came after the law, remember, the word of the oath came through David. Psalm 110 was 970 BC. Moses was 1500. The oath came 500 years after Moses came the oath. God has sworn and he's not changing his mind. You, Son of God, my Son, you are a priest forever according to the power of an endless life. So the word of the oath, which came after the law, appoints the Son who has been perfected forever. Praise God. So we started today with oaths, and we end with oaths. The word of the oath. Again, that's Psalm 110, verse 4. The Lord has sworn, and he will not relent or repent or change his mind. You, O Son of God, are a priest forever. The oath appoints the Son as our faithful high priest, who continues forever according to the power of an endless life. He continues forever like Melchizedek, and it's according to the power of an endless life. Jesus never dies. He's always at God's right hand interceding for you. That's why we read, there is one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who was always at God's right hand interceding for you. That's what he does. He is our intercessor. That is good news, isn't it? And that is how Jesus is better than the Old Testament priest and priests, because he's still at God's right hand. He is still interceding for you because you still sin and you still need a mediator. Even though you're free, you still need a mediator today. And because he is still your advocate, Jesus Christ, the righteous. So next week we'll see that again there's a change in the law as the old covenant becomes obsolete. He's going to write, the old covenant is becoming obsolete and ready to vanish away because there's a new priest in town and his name is Jesus. And with the new priest, there comes a new law. So, two main points today, actually three. Number one, the two immutable things, the word of God and God's oaths. Number two, Jesus is better than Melchizedek, who is a type or a foreshadowing of Christ. Number three, along with the change of priesthoods comes a change in the law. And for good measure, we'll throw in a number four. Satan's eating dirt today. And he always will be. Let's pray. Lord, we exalt you in your house today. We praise your holy name in this house, your house. Lord, we thank you. Thank you. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We, like the lepers, return to give you glory. All we can give you is the best we can give you is our hearts and our love. We seek you first in your kingdom. We praise and exalt you now, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Okay. Amen. Thanks. I'll leave you guys with this blessing here today. There's a fair amount of bread and pastries here in the kitchen. Help yourself on the way out. Let's leave with this blessing here today out of the book of Ephesians chapter 3. It says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. And the church family said, amen. God bless everyone. Go in peace. May the peace of Jesus Christ be with you.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.